So this is going to be my first podcast. I'm going to touch on all things mammy and just a bit about me. So my name is Lauren. I am 34. I am married. I have 3 kids and I live in Dublin. I also have a greyhound who thinks he's a cat. Yep, that's me. At the moment, we're stuck indoors like all of us, just trying to cope. I was on a journey of weight loss before pre-quarantine, and I sort of slipped off the wagon, so to say, the wagon wheel, and I got back on it very promptly because I knew coming out of this it wasn't going to be a week-long thing, it was going to be a long haul. I was either going to come out a raging alcoholic, someone the size of me house, or put all my energy into something, and I did. And thank God I have an amazing personal trainer who has a gym down where I live, Divine Fitness, amazing. I couldn't have survived this without her. So jumped on the fitness bandwagon, done a class every day, about 50 minutes to an hour, and it has saved my life. I look like a different person. I can't believe all the weight I've lost. I'm still trying to eat healthy, but we're all struggling. Easter was here, and the amount of Easter eggs the kids got, so I had to help by eating them, you know. But so I've just started to do my own cooking, which has, I've always done my own cooking, but we missed having our takeaways and our little treats. So what I had to do was think of different ways that we could still enjoy these, but without having the guilt, and save money. So I started to make our own pizza dough. We would never order another pizza in here ever again. I used the bigger, bolder pizza dough. Naked Blondie recommended it, and it has been a game changer. The kids love it, we love it. We have it on Saturday nights and it's gorgeous. My husband loves the garlic cheesy chips that, again, the Naked Blondie recommended. And we have wings on a Friday, myself and husband. We love hot wings. So now we make our own, we watch a bit of Gogglebox, and we have our little blue cheese dip that I make a healthier way. And we have our wings and it is divine. So I don't know how much weight I've lost or gained or anything, but all I know is my clothes are fitting better and I'm loving it. I'm loving training, I'm loving getting that release, I'm loving doing online classes, I'm loving doing re-recorded class, I'm loving going for walks, even though we can only go 2 kilometers outside. But either way, I'm loving it. Also, I decided to get a trampoline. Now, if you have kids and you decide to get a trampoline, be prepared for screaming, fighting, and that's just the husband and me putting it together, because holy jeebers, there was so many little screws and tools and net and all sorts. We went to the range, we got it there, it took hours, and we did it maybe at started about 3 o'clock, we finished at about 8:45 at night, and it was crazy. But we got it up, the kids love it, they're on it every day. Ordered a badminton set. Myself and the husband are very competitive, and I didn't know, but he played badminton for his estate for the community games. Yeah, I never knew this about my husband. There's things I'm learning during this quarantine about my husband that I have never known and probably didn't want to know, realistically. And it's been good. We've been competitive, playing games and getting the kids involved. We've got board games, Let's Go, Harry Potter style, Harry Potter quizzes. We've done little things to keep our minds ticking over and keeping it all together. Thank God the schools have started to send out schoolwork, because I am no way a teacher. I can hardly teach and learn myself. So for me to teach my children, it was hopeless. I think I came to the realization that my kids weren't going to go to Trinity. They were going to end up in the local PLC, and that's fine, but oh my God, I was not able. So I'm so glad the work is back. My husband's there, they can do an awful lot online. They're quite clever. I think they realized that I am not at all clever, and they sort of took pity on me and were like, oh yeah, man, we've a bit of, you know, a bit of ladybird reading, Peter and Laura and Peter and Paul, and you know. And I was grand, okay kids, if you need me, I'll, you know, give me a shout. So that's grand. So during this quarantine I realized that I have no Irish, and I decided to do Dunglow. think I'm pronouncing that right, to learn a bit of Irish, which has been fantastic, because I have learned a good bit of Irish, you know, Aran, Red, Ishka, Water, the Leaving Cert's flooding back to me now. So I've done that, and I'm enjoying that, getting my little streak in and doing day by day. I also have a left-handed son who plays guitar, well, was starting to play guitar in school. Because he's not in school, he sort of just got bored of it. So I've decided to start guitar, doing lessons online on YouTube. I'm not left-handed, so I couldn't change the guitar, so I've decided to learn it left-handed. You know, nothing else to do. And it's been really good. I've been learning Oasis songs, and that's been grand, and doing it left-handed. I can't now swap the other way. Like, my husband said, oh, if you're doing that well, why don't we just buy you a new guitar? Yeah, no, I can't play it the other way now, so I might as well just stay with the left-handed. So it's been great fun. I'm going to learn the ukulele with my daughter next, because my two sisters know the ukulele, I think. Or they might be lying to me that they're these talented people, and I didn't get any talent. So we'll start a band called maybe the Tree Witches, or the Tree Witches Brew or something. So I've been doing that guitar, bit of badminton, classes, learning a bit of Irish, and looking after my three beautiful children that I'm hiding from. I have an 11-year-old boy, I have a 9-year-old girl, and I have a 19-month-old little boy. I am married, I am 34, I live in Dublin, and I have a greyhound who thinks he's a cat. Yeah, that's my life at the moment. We're also stuck indoors. We're not in a huge house, but there's spaces to hide in that, you know, when we're playing hide and go seek, which is a regular thing in my house during the day, where Mammy hides, and she hides, like, I have creative ways of hiding beside the boiler and the hot press, and, you know, tipping out bags of baskets of washing and hiding underneath them. I have become a master now. So this is in our house, this is how we're coping. My mother-in-law and father-in-law live a door away from me, and we see them sort of regularly, you know, waving over the wall. It's great, because this is the way I think we should always go for it. I think this is my relationship now with my in-laws, you know, wave from over a wall, be like Ted of Home Improvement, you know, hey, and that's it, gone. But we've helped them out as well, buying them shopping. The skills have been amazing with any foods and, you know, any little bits and bobs that the kids might need, they've sent or we've collected, which has been great, because it has been a godsend for me, because you can only buy so much on Amazon and then it starts running out. Like, there's no more bubble solution in Amazon. You go on to Amazon now and you can tell me, I'm not paying €35 for bubble solution, and Smiths aren't even stocking it no more. Like, it's not even on their website. My child's first word is bubbles, and I can't even provide the bubbles for him. So, and fairy liquid, please, if anyone has a recommendation on how to make a bubble solution out of fairy liquid, please pass it on to me, because I definitely, definitely, definitely need it. Because I tried with a whole bottle of fairy and it just didn't work, and it all got thrown out. And my child kept saying bubbles, bubbles, which is the most adorable thing in the world. So, like I said, I'm a mam, and I can touch on little things, all things mammy and everything in between. I'm still breastfeeding my 19-month-old, which has been an experience in itself. I also gained a lot of weight after having my baby due to a bit of postnatal depression, and I'll talk about that. I had two premature babies, one very premature and one not so premature, and then my son was, you know, induced 5 days early, so he pretty much went over and he was the first. So I'm going to touch on that bit of quarantine cooking, anything that catches my eye that I think, you know, or anything that can be recommended, I'm definitely going to try. Talk about mental health. It's a big, big thing to take care of, and it's such an easy thing to break, and I think we all need that bit of release, just to talk to yourself in a box room or in a bathroom, or just, you know, just get it out there, write it down, get it out there, get it off your head, get it off your shoulders, just, you know, it's a great release. So definitely going to talk about a bit about mental health, because it's a huge thing in my family. And just anything that we're feeling, you know, anything that's super fly that we feel like, yeah, this might help somebody else. Hopefully, if this is a thing that stays around, I definitely want to get my sisters, maybe my cousins, maybe a friend, anyone that would like to come on and talk about something that they are passionate about or are feeling. Like, I'd love for my sister to come on and talk about how living outside Ireland is. I'd love for my cousin to talk about fitness. She's an amazing, she's such an inspiration to me on fitness, and she keeps me motivated. I'd love for my other sister, she is a fantastic singer, so I would love for her to come on and teach me how to sing, or how to pretend to sing maybe, or how to get involved in singing, because I definitely think it's something that everyone should do. I would also like for a few of my friends who are teachers to get on and maybe talk about it, hopefully. And it's not just me yabbering on and boring the ears off you, but it could be. And if it is, welcome to my podcast. The whole two people probably listening, and one of them better be my husband, or he will be living in the box room for the rest of this quarantine lockdown. So that's me. Hope you get an idea of who I am. Hope my voice doesn't annoy you too much. And hopefully we'll just have a bit of a laugh. Anyone that is on TikTok, please find me. Superfly say hi. No, sorry, that's my Instagram. My TikTok is I Like Bars. And I love Gemma Collins. So I love doing horror memes. I just think they're so much fun. Great crack. And I just love dancing with the kids. I just love dancing and having a laugh and anything to do a little bit of fun. So hopefully you enjoy this and we all have a laugh together and we all survive it. And no matter what you're doing, how you're coping, just know that we're all in it together and we're glorious and we're going to get through this. And thank you to all the nurses and the frontline, anyone who's on the frontline, you are absolutely amazing. And I'm going to do all I can to stay home, stay safe, and hopefully end this so we can all go out and get back to the communion season, get back to the wedding season, get back to drinking season, get back to socialising season. So hopefully you're all staying safe, and yeah, see you later. Thanks, bye.